five words are beer, follow, pheasant, blue, and Jamaica. This is Reggae Rules Okay by Niall Herriot. Feeling blue, shedding a tear, cause my woman left me after a windy night of beer. And roast pheasant to follow in Jamaica here, when the ghost of Bob Marley seemed to appear. Singing, no woman, no cry. No woman, no cry.
Thanks, Mark. Next up, can we have Patricia Walsh?
I'm going to read something by Joe Sweeney, a person who I'm in awe of, and who I should be in awe of. The words are August, Insomnia, Abattoir, May, and Secret. Guilt. We lie in the orchard staring up at the sky, watching apples and stairs. It is August. The May blossoms have long since blown. The red fruits weigh in the twilight. Blackberries are tangled along the wall. We picked some earlier, but they broke in the abattoir of our hands, bled away through our fingers. We have crushed our secrets between our bodies. We lie now as two insomniacs in the aftermath, in the silence of night, unable to dream, unable to sleep, utterly awake, while the world around us slumbers effortlessly, wishing we could put the berries back in the branches.
Thank you to Patricia and Joe for that. And next up, can we have Joe Sweeney?
And the words are retirement, honor, tidy, veil, and tickle. And Marie Coveney wrote the poem, and it's called Time. In my retirement, I'll take the veil, honor my God, tidy and sweep my cell clean. I'll slow time down, naming planets and stars in the sky, the mountain stream rushing the stones, quick with dippers, slows in the delta.
Thanks, Joe, and next we have Rosalind Blue.
Very short. Jeff Coogan. The words are blue, interest, hedge, awkward, amazing. He wrote two. Number one. My interest in amazing blue hedges was awkward as I trimmed its edges. Number two. The most amazing hedge caught my interest. I felt awkward and blue as I leaned against it.
Thanks, Sue. And next up, Seamus Harrington.
Well, Mark Stewart. Took the one that I was going to read, but we get a second chance. And on page 2, I write this one by Rosalind Blue, 23rd November 2009. And the words are Eternity, Moon, Awkward, Translation, Camel. Incomparable. It takes eternity riding through the desert under the frying moon, a silvery sphere on a star spangled sheet. Rocking slowly on the awkwardly swaying camel. swinging animal, swinging, lulling me nearly to sleep. It takes eternity to ride through this desert on this camel under the freedom of the sky. There is no translation.
Next up, we have Mary Kirby.
I was going to do Guilt by Joe, but I picked another one for that. That was easy. Untitled. The words are chrysalis, wall, parasol, butterfly, memory. Untitled. I have a beautiful memory of that summer of you and I sitting beneath a parasol in Antique behind an old stone wall over which the bougainvillea was spilling, and I wanted to come out of my shell to tell you something, to flex my wings, to escape from the chrysalis of my fear, become a butterfly of abandon and hope. And the sun went down and that moment passed, and I didn't dare to eat speech, but the moment is there inside me still, a painting, an idea of sun and bougainvillea and sunlight and a butterfly that never made it under the candle.
Great, and next we have Anita Day.
This one is by Eugene Foley, and it goes like this. Come dance with me to Kilcrohane. We are a generous people. In great sadness, happiness, we dance as we pass. This one is by Miriam Casey, and the words were stagger, vase, rumbles, attic, and fence. Ode to an Irish vase. Every scene more thought provoking than a Grecian urn. 1845, the famine year, rumbles, stomachs caught in the attic of their hunger, making them stagger to the next fence, the next fearful fence. The point of no return, starvation, poor fragile forms, broken pottery, unearthly poetry, as the pain takes shape, emaciated structures shouldering their suffering scenes.
Thanks, Anita. And next we have Rosie O'Regan.
He stretches. His arms are tree branches, gesturing, open fingers towards the clear mind of a desert sky. I sit at his roots. He sits wherever an armchair opens up for him, never homeless, never attached to floorboards, kitchenettes, or cars. He adopts religions, accents, countries, regions, tries them on, Irish, Indian, Californian, and discards them, like fancy dress costumes. Lived, loved, and lives loved and taken off. He moves on, his needs only measured in pints and shoes, the most basic containers, before lifting off, flying to a place he'll inevitably love, leave, and love again from afar. No.
You know who has to follow that? Jennifer Matthews.
This is going to be my debut of taking the tips, because I never do with my own poems, but I'm going to read two from here. The first one is Tina Piskor. I remember hearing this one and laughing my ass off. I loved it. The words were retirement, honor, tidy, veil, empty foam. called the Housewife's Lament. What honor is there in retirement from a life making things tidy? Where is my golden clothespin, my mounted broom, my trophy dishcloth? Will my husband and kids even notice that I'm gone before the laundry piles up and blocks the front door? Where is my Adonis, tickling my veil with feathered fans, dangling grapes above my lips as I lie back content on a bed of roses? I take your white Y-fronts from the dryer and fold them once again. I could tell you more of my pain, but it's time to collect the small ones from Facebook. The next one I want to read is from Anita Daly, and I love the simplicity and the nice turns in it. It's called Work in the Bookshop. A thoughtful tickle on the surface of my mind helps me tidy the shelves with a little tender touch. Search the heaps of books for something to help a foreign mother to teach her 3-year-old child to count in English. This is honor under a veil of practicality. This might even be enjoyed until retirement.
Tina Fisco.
Paul Casey.
The words were sea, dog, craft, herald, and light. And the poem is The Son of the Hound of the Sea. Fell ashore at first light after a night of vigorous efforts to rid himself of scales and tails which now feed fish beyond the bay. With a sulky crass howl, he heralded the arrival of his new two-legged form, a dog man born of sea fairies, Mak Ku Na Mara, the son of the Hound of the Sea.
Are there any more contributions toward the five words? Would anyone else who's written a five-word poem like to read another poem from the book of five words?
Or
anyone else? No, no one can do their own part. You can come up here and do her stop poem if you like. Yes, you can. Come on, here you go. Come on, we've got another few minutes that anyone would like to from read.
But do we want the stop poem?
You do the stop poem.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'll do the stop poem.
It's like nursing school.
Yeah. Take off your shoes.
The words were sock, monster, room, sick, and conundrum. Odd sock conundrum. I am a black sock monster. I live beneath your bed. When you exit from your room, I raise my smelly sock head. I cover every inch of ground. My movements are quite slick and disappear at the slightest sound. Truth. Marie Coveney, you gonna read the
book? Yeah. Shane Townsend, winner, 18th of May. Untitled. Detritus is strewn along the shore. It looks like a dump slipped by a tsunami. It looks like a dump slipped by a tsunami. No question of a nomination of blue flags or snug. The strand is busy, waders pick and peck and sort and sift. It's June, scavenging gold, make saucy waves, squabbling and wheeling. A lone mongrel trots by. Dusk comes late. A
at least the red tide is not visible.
Anyone? Okay, well, cool. Well, yes, is there?
Yes.
Okay, one more. Two. So, last one, good.
I assume you're from Paul Tracy. I think I want to read both. No, I actually like both. Okay, the words on this one here, Sock, Monster, Room, Sick, and Conundrum, untitled. I fed 14 socks into it. After 2 hours of chewing, as it slowed to its final belch, I lowered myself, hard-eyed, in the soft washroom, expecting what all the victims of the sock monster might expect. I counted them out, one by one, video camera framed perfectly to prove the phenomenon of the scientific world. I counted, still again, wondering if I should have placed the camera more surreptitiously, and hung my head in defeat. 14 socks came out. What a conundrum. This one here, Matt Chaos Slug Hairdo Chair. A slug with really weird hairdo coming to O'Bale stood right there, causing chaos and screaming and hoots. We had to map out all the escape routes, and we couldn't get Joe off the chair.